Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we have a one person in the studio rule at a time. I was able to go down the block and hang out at a friend's house to do the show, which I never thought would ever happen, but here I am. CeeLo didn't have any other options because power was out all around him and in his house, so he had to also go into the studio.
Plus, he doesn't have friends.
But he is in a completely different... Not true. Very popular guy. So he had to go into the studio, but he's in a completely different studio away from Boomer, who is in our studio. So what we have right now is two people at 345 Hudson in different studios, one on TV cameras, then CeeLo is on Zoom, I'm on Zoom in East Patchogue, Long Island, and we are on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. So CeeLo, how's it going over there, man?
It's going great. May I say that Boomer's looking very tan over there in our regular studio, and I'm looking very flushed out over here in mine, which is very misleading because, gee, as you know, or you don't know because you were away last week, I spent the week down in Ocean City filling in for you via Jerry from Ocean City. So I got a nice tan, but it's not showing here on Zoom this morning.
You know, you're also getting fat.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to see you as well, Boomer.
I mean, you just look chubby. I know that TV puts 10 pounds on you, but what the hell did you do down there in Ocean City?
Just
drink and eat the whole time on your dad's dime?
Of course. What else would you do on vacation?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's see.
I probably had a 7-pound week at Fire Island.
Two early swipes. I have no friends and I'm getting fat. So just for those keeping track at home, if you got a bingo card or something, a couple early swipes from Boomer.
Hey, look, I need you to get in shape for next year, man.
Well, that's the thing. It's the softball off season because the season was essentially canceled.
Right.
So I'm enjoying life right now and I've got until next April to get myself back into shape. It's all good.
Look at those two handsome guys over your shoulder. I like that.
That's right. I put a little scenery here so we didn't have the gray wall with the black garbage pus stain in the background there. We covered that up with Boomer and Phil Sims. So they're keeping me company today.
Which studio is that?
This is the... Can I say? Yes,
yeah.
It's the Mike Francesa studio.
That's what it looks like?
That's what it looks like over here.
I haven't been in there.
Yeah. So there's a red wall on the adjacent side that I was going to sit on, but that apparently didn't look good. So here we are with the white. It actually looks white, but it's gray.
Right.
With the black garbage stains that I'm trying to cover up.
Yeah.
And it's just me over here with all the bobbleheads from the Joe and Evan show.
It looks like on that one wall somebody was up against it and got stabbed to death. That's what it looks like.
Somebody may have. Wouldn't put it past somebody. Yeah.
How does something like that?
All right.
How does a place like that, honestly, get filthy? I mean, like our studio's in pretty good shape. I mean, I was Jerry's picture fell down again. I'm gonna have to hang that up again. our studio looks relatively clean. They still have people coming through cleaning, don't they?
That's it.
Well,
just people cleaning.
Is,
no one's broadcasting from there.
Right. Yeah, and also you got to remember, there's a garbage pail that sat there for years and years and
That's the key.
Up against the wall. And people would throw their garbage because it was up against the wall and do like bank shots off the wall. So they'd have like drinks and other food and condiments and they would just get all over that wall.
That's disgusting.
I'm seeing. So it is. It is. rough. All right, CeeLo's got a lot of stuff for us from yesterday and not a lot of time, so let's get right to it. So what's going on, CeeLo?
All right, so one thing that wasn't different or weird about yesterday and or last night is that the Mets lost again.
Stands so far from the plate, and he drives one way out to left field, and Nimmo can only watch this one go beyond the bullpen. Josh Harrison with his first hit as a National, and he crushed it. And it's 2-0 Nats on a couple of well-struck home runs.
Gary Cohen, second inning call on SNY. Howie Kendrick had gone deep in the first. Another lackluster night for Steven Matz. 5 runs allowed on 7 hits over 3 innings. He is now 0-2 with a 5.65 ERA here in the early going. Mets end up losing the game 5-3. Here's Luis Rojas on his left-hander.
He's on to the next. You know, it's definitely going to work and take a look and see what. You know, what he did there and what thing adjustment he can make for his next start.
And from Matz's perspective, he's a pretty simple explanation.
My fastball was just, it was leaking back over the middle of the plate today. I went back and talked with their pitching coaches, and that's what we realized.
That's a problem. Mets have lost 6 out of 7. Now they fall to 3-8 on the season. Oh, by the way, one of their hottest hitters, Robinson Cano, to the injured list. He has a grade 2 left abductor strain. That's
how about
problem.
That lineup yesterday? You know, and what are we making? What are we making of Steven Matz? Honestly,
same old from him.
I mean, right? Exactly. I mean, he is a average to below average pitcher who gives you flashes here or there that can be tantalizing. He's a great guy who's a local kid who everybody is rooting for, but the bottom line is he is someone that does not get the job done most of the time, and if anything, he's a guy that fills out the back end of your rotation for the rest of his career. I mean, that's what I think he is.
I wake up and I read an article about the Mets, and it's almost like verbatim what you said about the Mets yesterday in your rant about not giving a crap about teams that don't matter anymore.
Are you really?
Suggesting they're taking that from Gio?
Well, the article is like, doesn't it feel like the Mets season is already on the brink?
I mean, it is, no?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything can happen in a, you know, like
in a 60-game season when they're 3-8.
I know. It's tough, man. And watching that lineup and seeing Cano get put on the IL, I mean, God almighty, it's just, it can't catch a break.
No Jeff McNeil, no Ahmed Rosario last night either. Good thing Billy Hamilton made it to D.C., even though he refused to take Amtrak. I'm sure you guys saw that story. So I guess they flew him into New York either for a physical or to figure out where he's going to live after they acquired him from the Giants. His flight to Northern Virginia gets canceled, presumably because of the weather that we all dealt with. And they offered him an Amtrak train ticket, and he declined because apparently he's watched too much Criminal Minds. I don't know I don't know what that means. That was the only quote I saw in the story. The story that I read didn't expound upon that. I guess we're just supposed to know what that means.
I don't know where is Billy Hamilton from, and I'm assuming that he's been to New York before. And by the way, first class in Amtrak, which I'm assuming is required if in the CBA, is a very pleasant ride. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. It's not like you're sending him on the New York City subway or anything like that.
That's a little different story. And maybe he's gotten them screwed up. And it actually takes you right downtown to D.C. and
Union Station.
Union Station. Yeah. It's perfect. It's a 10-minute car ride over to Nationals Park. Come on, man. It would have been easy.
So he took a car service instead.
Car service?
Yeah, he did get there in time. Yeah, plenty of time, apparently.
I don't understand. I mean, you think about all the things that could happen on a plane or you know, movies and things that we've seen in the past, but the train is the thing that's in his head. Like, this isn't like, you know, the Wild West where people on horses would come and then rob the trains.
It's like a stagecoach.
So what does he think is happening?
I don't know.
What Amtrak train pirates is he afraid of? From the show Criminal Minds, where he doesn't want to get on the train.
I like going Amtrak, man. It's easy, especially coming out of the city. If you got to go down to D.C. or Baltimore or something, man, it's easy. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Who knows?
I should correct myself. I shortchanged the Mets a win. They're 4-8, not 3-8, if that really makes a big difference for you. No. Rick Porcello, yes. Max Scherzer.
It does not. No.
Poor Al. So he loses power. He's doing all this via cell phone. So on his show sheet this morning, it's an easy mistake, but just shows where he's at. The start time he writes for Mets Nationals is 6:05 a.m. So that game's already underway, according to Al. 6:05
p.m. Poor Al. Al's down there. I'm surprised his condo is still standing.
Right.
Remember, you know, he was telling us he was going to be in good shape yesterday and all this other stuff, and now look at him.
He thought he was getting the power back through the night. That did not happen.
By the way,
cell phone's close to dying.
PSE&G or PCGE or whatever the hell it is.
PSE&G.
Yeah.
PSE&G.
We got over 350,000 people without power this morning on Long Island. At least that's the early estimates. Mm.
And JCPL in New Jersey has quite a few outages as well.
Yep.
So we hope those folks have success today getting all that restored, or at some point over the course of the next few days. That would be nice. Yankees and Phillies, as we know, were postponed. It actually turned out to be a pretty nice evening. I'm sure they had the generators at Yankee Stadium, so technically they could have played. But you'll have the straight doubleheader today at Citizens Bank Park. Instead, you'll have the 2 7-inning games. We've got pregame at 3:25 here on The Fan. Jay Happ slated to start one of these games for the Yanks. Jordan Montgomery is also on turn to pitch today. We'll see how the Yanks choose to handle it. Zach Wheeler, the former Mets, scheduled to go in the opener for Joe Girardi's club, and then Aaron Nola in the nightcap. Now, game two, just to make sure everyone is clear on this, if you're tuning in on the radio, game two is going to switch to WFAN AM only at 8:45, because on the FM dial, we've got Nets-Celtics after Brooklyn took down the Bucks yesterday, 119-116, the biggest NBA upset as far as point spread goes since at least 1995. It was 18.5 or 19, depending on where you looked. Interim head coach Jacques Vaughn says, no big deal.
I think overall we'll try to keep things in perspective. Same conversation we had after our first scrimmage here. It will carry through that each day we'll take it, process it, see what happens, and reload and do it again.
So he's not going to make too much of it. Now, keep in mind, they got this win without Joe Harris, no Caris LeVert, no Jared Allen. They all rested. And then Jamal Crawford made his team debut, and he lasted like a quarter. He left the game with a left hamstring injury, did not return. Now, for the Bucks, Giannis only played 16 minutes, but there was some incentive for them. They're one win away from locking up the top seed in the East. So the Nets beat them by 3. So if you make a big deal out of that, you could.
Well, you know what? Now, this is most likely going to be the first-round matchup, too,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yes. Most likely, yes. Yeah.
And the Budenholzer probably, you know, was resting guys as well. It was almost like an exhibition game for both teams.
Both teams, right, exactly.
But good for the Nets to get the win, though.
For sure. Meantime, a very short stay in Toronto, in the Toronto bubble, I should say, for the Rangers.
Good pressure. It's taken away. Sebastian Aho. He scores! Sebastian Aho with the great play, and the backhander beats Shesterkin. It's 3-1.
Sam Rosen.
So that's your $8 million defenseman giving the puck away to Sebastian Aho. And then there's your second defenseman who's going to want a big contract just getting going right around. I mean, you know, so this is like the reality has set in that. You know, the Rangers have got to do a lot of work here in this offseason. A lot of work.
Not ready for this series against a team that they usually beat up on. Instead, they get swept by the Hurricanes. They lose yesterday 4-1. David Quinn's team only managed a grand total of 4 goals in the series.
I don't view this as a good experience in any way, shape, or form. And maybe when the dust settles and the emotions subside,
you might feel a little bit differently, but not for now. And the return of Igor Shesterkin could not even spark them, so they are done and technically did not even qualify for the playoffs.
You know, the only experience that would have been good had Shesterkin been able to play the first 2 games.
Sure.
And at least he would have gotten the full realm of what playoff hockey is about. The one thing I will say, watching all these hockey games, the intensity, you could feel it and you could see it, and the guys are playing their asses off. And I feel the same way about the NBA, especially when the good teams are playing each other. And then when those playoffs start, man, it's going to be a really good basketball. It's going to be even better hockey. I think the hockey has been outstanding, actually.
You're seeing the intensity from the Islanders right now, and it's been working for them thus far.
Panthers don't have a shot here in the second period. The puck is loose. Tom Kunoff left it for Matt Martin, and he scores! The puck came loose. Kunoff dropped it between his legs to Matt Martin.
Brandon Burke, MSG Plus.
I wonder if John Tavares left a stick around or something.
So you might not have seen it live. Now you got to hear what it sounded
it was great.
Like.
It was good. It was really good. It was a great pass by Kunoff, and Matty, you know, has had a bunch of chances yesterday and has had a bunch of chances since they've come back and reunited with Casey and Cal. And it was good for him and good for the team. And they look good, ready to roll.
So he had the equalizer there with Sidney and Winnie watching from home. Jordan Eberle put the Isles ahead in the second. He added the power play goal in the third. They win the game 4-2. Lead the series 2-0, and they will go for the sweep coming up today
at
noon.
You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are opting out for different reasons. And Matt could have easily went to Barry Trotz and Lou Lamoureux and said, you know, I'm going to opt out. I don't want to put, you know, we have a new baby and all this other stuff. But every single one of us in his life basically said, you need to go to work and you need to go play and you need to be a part of this. And there's no doubt that he is where he needs to be with his second family. That's his team, you know. And we're all loving every minute of it for him. And the experience of being a father for the first time and then being in the Stanley Cup playoffs, getting a goal yesterday, all that stuff is like, these are memories that you can't recreate anyway. So we're all happy for him to be playing. And Winnie is doing just absolutely great.
Happy to hear it. Awesome stuff.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.